read item 117.
Okay, and let's see. And 118 requested to come.
And 118, they're coming together.
Okay. Yes. 117, request of Isabella Villarreal to address council regarding participatory budgeting. And 118, request of Tyler Wilkins to address council regarding participatory budgeting.
While they're coming up, I want to apologize for my tardiness. I had a meeting south of here. It took a little longer than I thought to get back. So thank you all for your patience, and thank you, Commissioner Hardesty, for presiding.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, and just to even the playing fields, I find you to be a competent commissioner. Thank you, Mayor Wheeler and Council, for this time to share our work and vision with you. My name is Tyler Wilkins. I'm the co-founder and advocacy director of Participatory Budgeting Oregon, a fiscally sponsored project of the No Agenda Foundation. So we founded in 2018 after discovering an immense interest in bringing PB to our region from over the 100 participants who attended our Participatory Budgeting Community Forum, a forum that was partially funded by the City of Portland. Since the forum, we've engaged in a grassroots campaign where we've continued to meet with electeds and staff, we've testified at council meetings and work sessions, and we've partnered with other community-based organizations where we've led workshops and worked to create a shared vision of economic justice in the municipal budgeting process. So I love thinking about the ways people can practice democratic self-governance. With participatory budgeting, community members get to come together and decide on the rules that will govern the process. And then through the process, community members co-create solutions to make their communities better and stronger. PB challenges the notion that solutions should come from a top-down approach. Instead, it nourishes the concept of grassroots democracy with a bottom-up approaches that identify people as experts in their community. And when we talk about centering this process on marginalized populations, we are recognizing that people closest to the problem are closest to the solution. When we lead with their ideas and voices, we'll build communities that are responsive and resilient. We're also forced to recognize how our current structures limit participation and new voices. They're hard to navigate, they're not very inviting, and they carry with them historical trauma. PB is also great because it brings democracy, decision-making, on the ground and meets people where they're at. I understand PB has considerable startup costs, but I see this as more than a capital investment in a process. It's an investment in a new style of governance where people are engaged more broadly and more meaningfully. To me, that's worth it. It's also the beginning of building a new equitable structure that will build up communities' resilience for generations to come. I appreciate you recognizing the power of this process, and I appreciate your continued interest. We had good conversations with commissioners and staff, and I just want to say our team will continue laying the groundwork for successful implementation, and I encourage the council to continue considering experimenting with participatory budgeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is...
Move that closer if it's more comfortable.
Okay.
It moves.
Cool. Ooh.
There you go.
Hey, thank you. Fancy. Good morning. My name is Isabella Villarreal, and I am a youth leadership coordinator at a local nonprofit, as well as being on the steering committee for Participatory Budgeting Oregon as well. At Participatory Budgeting Oregon, we envision the state as a multicultural and multiracial participatory democracy that centers marginalized communities so that all of the state's diverse people know their individual and collective power. While youth engagement in PB is key to any successful municipal process, I'm specifically here to voice my support for a PB process that is centered on youth in order to allow for the clarification and prioritization of youth values. So until young people turn 18, they have no decision-making power in issues that affect them the most, from gun violence, the climate crisis, housing, transportation, the list goes on. Young people are taught about civics in classrooms, but aren't given the opportunity to actually engage in civics or the chance to vote on issues that directly impact them or others around them. A youth-centered participatory budgeting process strengthens high school civic programs by actually giving students the chance to take a meaningful step towards civic engagement while they are still in school. We believe that those that come from the community are also the ones that are most equipped to create the solutions, meaning students and young people know the impact of the issues they are facing the best and deserve to have an opportunity to change them as well. PB addresses the need for youth representation by giving them real decision-making power within their community. Boston, Long Beach, California, and Seattle are prominent examples of youth municipal PB and has been implemented on hundreds of campuses. By giving youth the power to design projects, vote on where funding goes, and engage their peers in their broader community, we begin to not only listen, but actually actualize the priorities that young people care about, which are not often represented in the traditional budgeting process. There's a huge misconception that young people don't care, or if they are given decision-making power over, like in a budget, they will be frivolous with it. And time and time again, this has been disproven. For example, in Boston, students voted for fans in their schools so they could have AC, and adding solar panels as well. I work with many students who are under the age of 18, and they are extremely passionate, educated, and literally can't wait to vote. And PB is one way to actually actualize their civic engagement and engage their peers in a meaningful way. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mayor. Thank you both for testifying. I'm intrigued by youth-led projects, especially around budgeting. Mm-hmm. I would love to have more information about the cities who have tried this. And I don't know if you have web links or if you have data that you can drop off at my office. I absolutely agree that if we get young people engaged early on, they become much more informed voters when they're of age to vote. So I'm definitely intrigued by the idea and look forward to hearing more.
Sweet. Thank you so much.
Thank you both.
Commissioner Daly.
Thanks for being here. I just want to quickly say I'm also very interested in participatory budgeting. I think it would be an amazing thing for the Multnomah Youth Commission to tackle. However, we don't have any funding for that currently, nor do we have a pot of money to allocate, but it's been on our wish list, and we're going to be meeting, I believe, with members of your group, if not a, soon to talk about that. So thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you. I'd also like to hear more about what specifically you're proposing. I've been listening to your testimony previously, and I'm intrigued by it. I think it's a great idea. I will say there are actually several on-ramps at the City of Portland for youth to get engaged, and they're very engaged, particularly around school safety issues and certainly on climate action. And frankly, the cohort of youth today are far more engaged than my cohort ever was at their age, and they are in fact meaningfully shaping policy through the Youth Climate Council, Youth Commission, is as you indicated, and independently through their own efforts. And if there's some way to engage youth in the upcoming budget process, I'd certainly be very interested in that. We have a number of forums that we do throughout the community. To be honest, they vary in terms of successfulness, in my opinion, in terms of really engaging the broader community. And I think it would be interesting to have a youth perspective included in those discussions. And so if there's some ideas.
Oh, I like that. What if one of our budget forms we turned over to young people to actually help them engage in a kind of a dialogue about what the choices are?
I think it would be cool. I think it'd be great to do.
Love it.
Okay, you got some interest here. You heard it here. Heard it here first. Come talk to us. Let's see how we can make that work.
Great. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate your testimony.